Welcome to the House Stand House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House Stand House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with fiber artist Christine Williamson about her installment at the Fiber Arts February exhibit at the Washington Public Library. Can you start off by telling me who you are and why we are talking today?
My name is Christine Williamson, and I am a fiber artist by hobby. My full-time job is as an engineer, and I'm just passionate about fibers, which is everything from sheep wool fiber, other animals, and plant fibers, and then everything you can do with them. So that spinning them into yarn and dyeing them, weaving with them, and creating other things with fabrics and so forth. That's how I like to spend my time outside of work.
Very nice. So it's kind of a relaxing way for you to maybe unwind.
It is. It is. But it's also a challenge and a great learning opportunity, because that's what I make really important in my fiber art, is trying new techniques and learning new things.
Very good. So one of my questions is, what pulled you to fiber arts specifically? Fiber arts, I feel, is kind of a niche area.
It is. It is. Well, I think I was born with it in my blood, because my mother was sewing since I was very, very little. And I just took after her and started learning to sew even before I was going to school. And through school, you know, all through elementary and high school and then beyond, have been adding different skills and techniques. I learned to crochet from my grandmother when I was in kindergarten, and it's just exploded from there to many, many different types of fiber arts.
What would you say maybe your specialty is with fiber arts?
I really don't have a specialty, because I love to do all of it. The question in the fiber arts community, at least among spinners and weavers, is, so do you consider yourself more a spinner or a weaver? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of on the fence between them, although I'm spending more time weaving in the last few years. And there's so much more yet I have to explore with weaving, and I've done so much already with spinning. So I would say I'd call myself a weaver.
Okay. It depends on the day, right?
It could be, because I do an awful lot of sewing also, just everything from my own clothing to home furnishings and any other things, you know, decorations.
Very cool. Very cool. So what is your favorite part then of creating your pieces?
My favorite part with everything, I'd have to say it's the fact that I'd be learning something new, and then that final sense of accomplishment of, look what I did.
Personally, I don't feel like I would have the patience to even get started. I feel like I would be overwhelmed with just the extent of work that goes into creating anything with fiber.
Most of the things I do are very, very time consuming. I feel jealous when I see painters put out a painting in a matter of 3 hours, and it's absolutely beautiful and ready to be framed. And in 3 hours, I could barely get started with preparing my materials. It's just not enough time. It takes weeks to do some of the things that I do.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's a lot of patience. So my next question is then, what would you like people to know about the fiber arts?
I'd have to say fiber arts is just not about what our grandmothers used to do. It's not just knitting and crocheting. There's so much more to it. It's, frankly, it's a science into itself. There's so much to learn and explore in weaving and spinning and manipulating fibers in multiple ways that you will see in this show.
Yes, this is really, really an art form, and this is how it can be done.
You can create quite beautiful pieces of art that hang on a wall. They're not things that can be worn. Mm-hmm. It's just not wearable art. Although that is another form of fiber arts, is the beautiful clothing that can be made.
Great. So my last question is there anything else that you'd like to share about Fiber Arts in general or Fiber Arts February?
I just hope they come to see the show and open their eyes to what is fiber arts and what can be done with it. And like I said, it's just not what grandma used to do, and get involved with some of the activities that the Washington Public Library has planned, because they have lots of learning opportunities to open new windows to people into what the fiber world is about.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Christine. I look forward to seeing the show and exploring the fiber arts possibilities.
Yeah, great. Hope you enjoy it.
That was fiber artist Christine Williamson joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about her installment at the Fiber Arts February exhibit at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.